don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast.
It's What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. Are we in a car this morning, do you think?
I could not tell.
Yes, we are. Kim Grillo Nagler. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning, you guys. It's so great to hear your voices in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
To hear yours, too. Where are you headed?
I'm heading to work.
Okay.
And I'm heading to work.
Now, Kim, are you from Hibbing or Side Lake?
I grew up in Side Lake, but I live north of Nashwauk, I work in Hibbing.
Mm. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
I like to be all over a little bit. But
yeah, I can tell by her voice she already had some breakfast. She's had some nourishment.
You guys are going to love this.
Okay.
Because I'm a person about balance, right?
Yes.
I like balance in my life. So I started off with my yogurt, right? Because mm-hmm. you got to have those good probiotics in your gut.
Sure.
And then I topped it off with an everything bagel with jalapeno cream cheese.
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on. Can I ever just get it right? But that just, I tell you guys, you would love it. I know you were talking about the muffin before, so, you know, John didn't save any, I heard. I know he didn't save any for you, but you guys still get along really good, and I commend you for that.
So here's a question I don't know if I've ever asked before on What's for Breakfast. So what made me think of it is the jalapeno bagel or stuff. Do you brush your teeth after breakfast or before breakfast?
I do, because I have coffee. You know, I have coffee with my chaga. I like my chaga from Bovee. Little local guy makes chaga tincture, and I put it in my coffee every morning. And so I have to eat my stuff, and then I have to brush my teeth before I get on my way.
The chaga tincture goes in your coffee. Is that right?
Yeah. You can put it in whatever you want, but I put it in my coffee.
Is that like ground up mushrooms or something?
It's the chaga. It's that fungus that grows on the birch trees. And it's supposed to be antifungal, antibacterial, anti-tumoral. And my sister had taken it during her cancer treatment, and she swears that's the only reason she did not get neuropathy when she went through her cancer.
Wow.
And I tell you what, I have arthritis in my hands, and it runs in our family, and I got to say that it helps. And when I went without it for a little bit, you know, but you got to have a person that's cutting it off the tree correctly.
Oh.
You can't just go whack it, because then it won't grow back. So there's a gentleman in Northland Chaga. I haven't met him yet, but I send him my money or, you know, online, and then he sends them nice packaged and sealed and little dropper, you know, dropper bottles.
So does it, do you taste it or you don't even taste it? Does it have a taste?
You can taste it. You know what it reminds me of, John? It reminds me of vanilla, when you put vanilla in your, because it's a vodka tincture. I have a little vodka every morning. I'm driving right now. No, it's that's what they make it when they boil it down. They have to put it in so he uses vodka, but you don't have effects of that. But it tastes like vanilla. So even when I'm cooking, which is hazardous, I'll just put a little bit instead of if it calls for vanilla, I'll just put a little bit of that chaga in there, and it tastes the same, like in your French toast mix or something like that.
Kim, I'm so confused. I don't understand how the vodka's involved.
Well, they have to boil it down like a distilled thing.
Okay.
Right? So because to make a tincture, you have to have some sort of alcohol in the process.
Okay.
You're going to have to get a hold of me. I want to get some of this.
You're going to like, you would like it. I will. But you know how if you were to make a brandy, you know, brandy, put it in your spaghetti sauce to make like a brandy sort of sauce. That all boils off, right? It all steams and boils off.
We don't know a brandy and a
brandy sauce for spaghetti, really?
But my sister used to make that cognac. Huh. Yeah, cognac sauce.
Wow.
You put a little brandy in your spaghetti in the red sauce and it steams up. Yeah, you got to try that.
I mean, I put wine in it before.
Everyone's going to think I'm not. No, everyone's going to think I'm a
boozer.
You know, but no. Yeah. But no, it's in the process, the alcohol part of it, you know,
sure.
that is steamed off or boiled off.
Okay,
but it's part of the distilled. The guy would probably answer it better than I do, but you don't have it. You don't get a buzz off of it or anything like that.
Is anyone else having a chaga tincture at your house?
No, I'm the only one. I haven't. My kids haven't really gotten into it, and my husband's doing those shots of apple cider vinegar to try to lessen his high blood pressure.
You know,
I've heard people doing those apple cider vinegar shots. But,
right.
But no, I'm pretty much doing the tincture.
Okay, I want to go back to something you said earlier. You need balance in your life. What does that mean?
That means that if you have something, you know, I always do that. I'll have a really healthy meal, and then I'll have 14 Girl Scout Thin Mints. You know, I'm using balance as, you know, a little bit sarcastically, you know. But I, you know, as good as I try to be, you guys, I still have that sweet tooth, or I still have that jalapeno cream cheese craving, and I can't. I think if you deprive yourself, you kind of make your, you can go a little wacko, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of, if you do a little moderation with that stuff, go ahead and have your bagel with the, you know, I love it.
Speaking of Kim Grillo Nagel,
I'm not going to.
Are you performing?
Am I what?
Are you performing anywhere this weekend?
This weekend, my little trio is at, the Hobo Revival Trio is at Burnt Onion in Giants Ridge, which is the downhill ski in Bywabic, the downhill ski hill in Bywabic. And then next weekend, you guys, we're going to be at Clockhow with a great lineup. And Andy Clockhow himself has been playing bass with us.
Oh,
holy
cool.
smokes. I heard he's I heard he was a crazy rocker back in the day.
He is phenomenal.
Really?
Phenomenal bassist. Yeah, just awesome. So that's for the first Friday thing next Friday that will be there.
Let's talk about your hands. You say your hands get sore. That's got to be a big issue for you to be playing.
Well, that's why I try to stretch them, and that's why I'm trying to take some anti-inflammatory stuff, which this chaga's kind of naturally, you know, doing it. And I do get them adjusted, you guys. The chiropractor, believe it or not, he can pull on your thumbs and your fingers and help with that too.
So,
you know, but keep them moving. You guys have heard that with arthritis, the worst thing to do is just to not do anything.
Right. Is that common?
You know,
I mean, is that extremely common for musicians to have, especially people that play guitar and stuff, to have bad fingers, like almost carpal tunnelish?
I think when you get to my age and older, yes. Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. And I'm also a sign language interpreter.
I do that
for my job. And so I have that going too, you know, which is good movement and stretching. But, you know, and then it runs in my family with arthritis. You just got to kind of watch everything.
You need to dip your fingers in warm wax.
What?
That's what I should. That yeah, feels
people,
good. With
people
those,
do that, yeah.
The paraffin.
Yeah.
You're right. The paraffin. Yeah, you're right. And that does feel really good. I do take a sauna, you know, as much as I can too. You
okay.
know, I have a little sauna in the basement, just a little one.
So why are you a member of KBXC?
Oh, you guys, I can't tell you. I got to tell you, first of all, I've always loved KXC. And way back in the day when we used to volunteer, my sister and I, when we were 18 and 19 at the old college, okay? And we used to volunteer on one of the shows. And just ever since then, just the local support, not only for my music. Now, you guys have been playing the heck out of Kitchen Sink, and I'm getting texts and messages all the time. Just heard you on KXC. And I can't tell you how fulfilling that is, that it's a local, family-owned, I like to say, right? Because I kind of think of us as a family, right? We're all kind of coming together to support this station. And just the music, the quality of music. I have been turned on to so many great groups like Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats and stuff like that too. There's someone else calling in, but I'm going to hang up there. And I'm parked now, you guys. I'm parked now.
Okay,
safe,
good.
But,
good.
Everything goes through my car too. But, and, you know, just other bands too that I'm like, oh, great. And local, you know, just going, oh, I'm going to go check these guys out. At Rapids Brewing or Clockhow or, you know, Sam Miletich on Wednesday nights or whatever, because you hear of all of these people now, you know, through our station.
Our
Thank
station.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Family-owned business. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like mom-and-pop shops. It's all we play anyway. So, you know, locally-owned places. And I that means a lot to me.
So
for
being on
stuff.
What's for Breakfast, you get your choice of a parting gift.
Country Blend Sirloin, Wild Rice Pancakes, quickly.
Oh, pancakes.
Okay. In the mail. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Kim.